We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Pilchas Tefillin, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Mem Dalet. We are just about at the end of a sizable halacha that we did for the past few weeks, and Rav Nilson Zal is just going to be adding on an additional piece now, like an appendix, which he does many times, because this Sefer was written as a living Sefer at the time. Rav Nilson Zal, depending on what was going on in his life at the time, he would include it in his learning. He would always see in the Torah that he was learning at the time a connection to what was going on, whether it was a holiday, if he was studying a particular halacha around Purim time. Usually he'll write V'zeh b'chinas Purim, and he would look in the Torah that he was learning to see things that would clarify the holiday of Purim, whatever it is. Here it's very likely that he had a yahrzeit at the time, or somebody close to him, and in thinking of the customs that we do for a yahrzeit, he wanted to include that and show the connection between the customs of the yahrzeit and the topic that we've been learning here. Paragraph Mem Dalet, V'zeh b'chinas yahrzeit. And what we've been learning till now will enlighten us about the topic of how we commemorate a yahrzeit. Shemisanenos biyoyim shemeisboi oviv oimoi. One of the customs that some people follow on the yahrzeit of a parent specifically is that they fast on that day. They don't eat or drink. Now, interesting to note, especially among Hasidim, there's a very important custom of giving tikkun on a yahrzeit. That's what it's called. It's called tikkun because of the fact that it's a tikkun for the soul of the one who passed away. When food is given, generally in the form of mezainos, drink, liquor, whiskey, grape juice, wine, and the brachas that people make, they have in mind it should be li'ilui nishmas, the person who passed away. In fact, there's a special story told about the Baal Shem Tov that I heard from my Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, Rav Rosenfeld, that the Baal Shem Tov, who was the founder of Hasidus, on one occasion, and on one hand this is hard to imagine, but who knows what was going on at the time. People have times in their lives where things are going on that are so complicated and so difficult that a person sometimes could forget very important things. One time, the Baal Shem Tov forgot his mother's yahrzeit. And the night had gone by, and the morning, and the afternoon, and they had just finished davening mincha, and they had the break between mincha and maariv. And suddenly the Baal Shem Tov felt very tired. He put his head down, and his mother came to him in a dream. And his mother said to him, I could forego the Kaddish, I could forego the Mishnayos, I could forego all the different customs of a yahrzeit. But brachas also not? Like, nobody's going to make a brachas? No. You know, as she was like reprimanding him in a sense that, you know, everything, nothing's been done for the yahrzeit, and not even this? So he, as soon as he came out of this, he immediately sent one of his students, go bring quickly some mezainos, this, to be able to make a bracha. And this was documented to emphasize the importance of this custom. And yet, we find that for the person themselves, the child of parents whose yahrzeit it is, there are many people that have the custom to fast on that day. Va'oimrim Kaddish, and they also say the Kaddish, u'madlikin ner, and they light a candle, again, in honor of the soul that passed away. There's a pasuk, ner elokim nishmas odom, the soul is compared to a candle. V'hakol kedei lahalois nishmas hameis. And all of these customs that we do on the yahrzeit are with the intention to elevate the soul of the person who passed away. We know that even when a person, generally people, the Gemara makes a statement, bameisim chofshi, that once a person passes away, they're free. They're free of doing mitzvahs and maisim toivim. They're finished. But they're not finished, because we know tzaddikim are constantly going higher and higher in Gan Eden, and Rav Nosson Zal will discuss in different places in Likutei Halachos how that happens, how they continue to go up. And even not tzaddikim, even, for example, a parent or a relative who passed away, the mitzvahs that are being performed by children or others in their memory bring about an aliyas neshama, an elevation of the soul. Kitzrichin lahalois es nefesh avoisov v'imoy, because a Jew is required to elevate the soul of the parent, of a father and mother, lebechinas chayim aruchim hanal, to elevate their soul into the category of living this long life, shehim bechinas chayim nitzchim, which is synonymous with eternal life, forever, to continue living, shezoichin hatzadikim loylam haba, which tzadikim achieve in the world to come. And when is the most important time that we do that? We do it every year on the day that the person passed away. Why? Because on the day that a person, that a Jew leaves this world, olam hazeh, that's when they really start living. That's when they start living in the world which is called real life, not temporary life like in this world. Kol echod v'echod kefi ma shezocho al yidei kedushas yadusoi. Each and every person, to the degree that they lived a proper life while they were living in this world, proper life meaning in terms of religion, that will determine to what degree they continue to live and start new life in the next world and are able to keep going higher and higher. Ki ha'olam hazeh hu tzel oiver. Because life in this world, in the materialistic world, is like a shadow, a passing shadow. V'chayov einom chayim klal. And life in this world is not really called living. Ki hu oiver keherefayim. Because it passes like the blink of an eye. And therefore the main life of a Jew is the eternal life that a person achieves as a result of their serving Hashem in this world, and it starts after the person passes away from this world. And as we mentioned earlier, when the Torah uses the term long life, it means where it's not boring. Boring is I'm doing the same thing all the time. That's not called living, when a person isn't enjoying. Life, living life, the way the Torah refers to it, means it's new all the time. It's new, it's exciting, it's happening. Ubifrat b'chol shona, and especially to renew oneself, to make a whole new beginning every year. Shezeu b'chinas rosh shona b'rosh chodesh kanal. This is what we discussed earlier, a few pages ago, about the significance of the fact that the new year begins on the first day of a month. On the new moon and the new year go together. And we mentioned that the month, the Jewish people count the time by the months, by the lunar year. And it's always, we're always renewing ourselves. Just as the moon seems to be about to disappear completely, it starts again, makes a whole new beginning. And we use the term chodesh. Chodesh means month. Chodesh is miloshen chadash, new. Shetischadesh ateres teferes. The tefillos that we say about the moon are all about hischachus. And this is why we're involved especially in the tikkun of the soul that passed away each and every year on the day that they passed away. That's called Yortzeit. Shehu hascholas chiyusa kanal. Because that's when they started living this new life. Shehu b'chinas Rosh Hashanah sheloi. That is the Rosh Hashanah of the Nifter. V'ikar tikunoi al yedei bonov, and the main tikun of a soul is via their children. Ki habonim toivim heim refuah gedoyla lo'ovois, kemo shekosov Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Sefer Hamidos, which is also called the Sefer Aleph Beis, in the chapter that deals with bonim, paragraph 42, that good children are a tremendous refuah for the parents. Children are an incredible position to elevate the soul of the parents. Ki ikar avoidas ha'odom boilam hazeh hu legalois elikusoi boilam. Because the main mission of a Jew in this world, in the materialistic world, is to reveal Hashem, to broadcast Hashem, to bring consciousness and awareness of Hashem into the world. Ukishim, how? To his children, to his friends, to his neighbors, to his students. This is the main goal of a Jew in this world. The Sifrei Kabbalah write that Ein Melech Beloyam, that for everything else, Hashem doesn't really need us. Hashem's Chochmah is not dependent on us. Hashem's Gvura is not dependent on us. Hashem's Malchus is dependent on us to a degree, because it is concept of Ein Melech Beloyam. A person cannot be a king if he doesn't have anybody accepting his authority, his rulership. And the more people that accept one's authority, the greater a king he is. We have the statement, Beroivam Hadras Melech, that the respect for the king is the more people that accept him. So each Jew that comes into the world and brings children into the world, or students, or spreads Hashem to anybody they possibly can, they're fulfilling their most important mission in life, which is Legaloi Selokusai Boilam. Ukeshemagia Zmanoi Lehistalik, and when a person's time comes to leave the world, Tzorech Sheyishoir Achrov Brocha, the person has to see to it to leave behind blessing. Zera Yisroel Ksherim, which means religious children, Sheyimalu Mekoimoi, who will fill his spot, they'll fill in when he leaves, V'yodiyu Gidulosoi Boilam, and they'll continue in this path of informing Hashem's greatness to the world, enlightening the world about Hashem's greatness. How do we do that? One of the ways is by making a Kiddush Hashem. When a religious Jew behaves the way they're supposed to, and people who are not yet religious, they look at that and they say, wow, look at that person. I would like to be like that, or I would like my children to be like that. That brings honor and respect to Hashem. That shows that people who believe in Hashem, people who observe the Torah of Hashem, are special. Ki kol neshama uneshama yesh lo koyach meyuchod legalois eize bechina mehizgalus emanosoi boilam. Each and every soul has a unique ability to broadcast an aspect of faith in Hashem to the world. Otherwise, Hashem wouldn't need me. If you could do my job, then Hashem doesn't need both of us. The fact that Hashem has created so many different Jewish souls, each one has a different ability, a unique ability that they can do and nobody else can in broadcasting Hashem to the world. Ukemavur Leil, as we discussed earlier, Vesehu, this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Viad Doir Vodoir Emunasoi, that Emuna in Hashem is something that needs to be passed down from generation to generation. Vador Vador Daiko, Bechinas Doer Ledoer Yeshabach Masecha. One generation to the next generation will praise Hashem's actions. Bechinas, the Pasuk Ze Zichri, Ze Shmi Loilam, Veze Zichri Ledoer Doer, as we discussed earlier. Vekol Ze Hu Bechinas Tfilin. And as we learned earlier, all of this is tied into the mitzvah of tefillin, shehein bechinas hischatshu samoichin, because tefillin is all about the new seichel that a Jew receives every single day. The Sifrei Kabbalah show us that when a person puts on tefillin in the morning, they're taking on a new understanding of Hashem, a new consciousness of awareness of Hashem and faith in Hashem. Shenischatshin al yedei hoylodo, the moichin receives newness through birth. Shezeo bechinas hischatshus hadoyros, and that's the concept of new children being born all the time, the generation renewing itself. Shaydeze nischadesh hisgalus elakuseis porach bechol dor vador. This introduces new revelation of Hashem in each and every single generation. We know, for example, among the Talmid Chachamim, there are new Sforim being written in every generation. Until the Chofetz Chaim came into the world, people knew about Shmiras Haloshim, people knew about Halacha, but this Tzaddik introduced some new things. The Mishnah Berurah that he wrote was a masterpiece of gathering together from maybe 100 svarim of halacha that he knew, gathering it together and putting it together in a way to make it easy for a person who didn't have those 100 svarim available or didn't have the amount of time and the brain power that he had to be able to study his sefer, the Mishnah Berurah in halacha, and it would be like studying 100 different sifrei halacha together. Shezeu bechinas kadesh li kol b'chor peter kol rechem kanal. And this is tied into the first pasuk in the parshias of the tefillin that we wear, where it speaks about sanctifying the firstborn. And we spoke about birth, and we spoke about b'chora. V'alkein madlikin ner. And this is also why one of the customs of what we do for a yard site is we light a candle. The night, you know, when the night is about to begin, we light a 24-hour candle at least to burn during the day of the yahrzeit. Lahamshich oyer lahaneshama. By doing this, we're trying to draw new light to that soul that passed away. Shetizke lo oyer bo oyer hachaim. So that soul should shine with the living light. Bechinas chayim nitzchim va'aruchim hanal, the type of life that we spoke about earlier, chayim aruchim, chayim nitzchim, shenikroim oyer, which is called light. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, lehishalech lifnei Elokim bi'oyer hachayim, to walk before Hashem with the light of life. So we see that life is referred to as oyer. So again, when we're lighting this candle, we're injecting new life into that soul that passed away, spiritual life. V'zeo b'chinas ha-kadesh shoim remoz. And this is also the concept of why we recite kadesh on the day of the yahrzeit. Ki ha-kadesh nestaken b'loshen targum. We know that the rabbis established the tefillah of kadesh in Aramaic. Ki ha-kadesh lemalo mikol hakedushos, because kadesh is one of the highest levels of holiness that exists in Judaism, one of the holiest prayers that in Judaism. Vehu tovar kol gezizin de parzala, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that kadesh has the power to smash steel barriers, steel chains. If the gates of heaven are locked and with steel chains, the Kaddish is so powerful that it can smash through anything. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Shezehu b'chinas brichu le'elo min kol berchosa v'shirosa. This is the significance of that sentence in the Kaddish where we say, may Hashem be blessed above all blessings and above all other service. That the blessing that's found in the Kaddish, the holiness that's found in Kaddish, goes way, way above all other levels of holiness. There's a chapter in Likutei Moran, I think it's chapter 179, if I'm not mistaken, where Rabbeinu Zal gave that shir around the time that I think Rav Nosson Zal had Yortzai. And in it, Rabbeinu Zal takes the kavonas of the Arizal, what the Arizal says about Kaddish, and clarifies it in an incredible way. Interesting, nothing is coincidence. My father, should be healthy and well, has Yortzeit this week. Today is Sunday, Chof something Kislev. We're in the middle of Hanukkah, we're the fifth candle of Hanukkah. And my father has Yortzeit for his father, who I'm named after, Nosson Yaakov. Today is Chof Tes Kislev, and the Yortzeit is on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Teves. And Bashkocha, last week he got hit by a car while walking to shul in the morning, and went to the hospital. Baruch Hashem, only for like 2 days, and Baruch Hashem, he's home, but he's not going to be on his feet just yet. So he's not going to be able to go to shul to celebrate the Yortzeit. And I told him, it's Hashem, that I'm going to do what I can. And Hashem worked it out that we happen to be up to a point in Likutei Halachos that deals with this. So maybe we'll mention a little bit about some of the things Rabbeinu Zal says over there. We mentioned that Kaddish is being said because a Jewish soul left the world, which means Hashem's kingdom has been decreased. Why? As long when that person was in the world, Hashem had 500 subjects. This person passed away, now Hashem only has 499. even though you're going to ask, but hold on, what do you mean? The person didn't disappear. They're not here. They're up there. They're somewhere else. Yeah, but there's a tremendous difference. Wherever they are, there isn't the free choice that we have here. This world that we are existing in, the Olam Ha'Asiyah, as it's called, even though it's the lowest world spiritually, the world of the angels, the world of the throne of Hashem, are on much higher level spiritually, but the focus of the whole creation is on our world, on this world. The Olam Ha'Asiyah, because of the fact that we have Bechira here. And therefore, when we are Mamlech Hashem, when we accept Hashem's authority, it's much, much more meaningful than the angels or anybody else, because they have no choice. They can't say, no, thank you, Hashem, have a nice life. We can choose to respect Hashem, or chas v'shalom, disrespect Hashem. We mentioned in the past from the Or HaChaim HaKodesh that he writes in Chumash, where it speaks about Yosef HaTzadik, that his brothers threw him into a pit of snakes and scorpions. So the pasuk says there, Vayishmar, and they were discussing what to do with him. So should they kill him? Should they kill him this way, that way? And the pasuk says, Vayishmar Ruvain, Vayatzilehu Miyodom. Ruvain heard about their plans to kill him, to murder Yosef HaTzadik, and he saved him. He rescued Yosef HaTzadik. How did he rescue him? He said, why should we kill him? We can make it easier. We don't have to do it ourselves. We'll throw him, there's a pit over here, throw him into the pit, and we'll say wild animals ate him up. And the Torah testifies that in that pit, there wasn't any water in that pit, but there were snakes and scorpions. So the Or HaChaim HaKodesh asks, the Torah is a book of truth. How does it say Vayatzilehu? That's called Hatzalah? That's called saving somebody? Throwing him into a pit of snakes? And the Or HaChaim says, definitely yes. Yosef HaTzadik was safer and better off in the pit of snakes and scorpions than he was in the hands of his brothers, these leading tzaddikim of the world. Why? Because a snake has no bechira. A snake cannot and will not bite a person unless it sees a green light, unless Hashem says bite. Whereas a human being, the Or HaChaim HaKodesh says, Hashem lets out the leash on us and allows us to do things even if it's not what Hashem prefers that we do, even if it's not what Hashem wants us to do. This concept of bechira. So therefore, a Jew who is living in this physical world and chooses to be religious, chooses to accept Hashem's authority, that's really crowning Hashem. That's really being Mamlech Hashem. And when a Jew leaves, regardless of where they're going to, Hashem's kingdom has been diminished. That's the word Yisgadal. In Kaddish, Yisgadal means may it be heightened. The Arizal says that the word Yisgadal is Tagi Dal. In Aramaic, Tagi means a crown. The crown of Hashem has been diminished. It's been lessened. And we're going to try to restore that now by saying this special, special holy tefillah, the Kaddish, which is Mamlech Hashem. Then he goes on to say, V'yiskadash, and may it be sanctified, the name of Hashem. And he writes that the word Yiskadash is two words. It has Hashem's name Shin Dalet Yud in it. The remaining letters are Tuf Kuf, which is the Milui of Shakai, of that name of Hashem. When we write the name Shin Dalet Yud, spelling each letter as a word, Shin, the way we pronounce it, is Shin Yud Nun. So the Yud Nun is 10 and 50 is 60. Dalet Lamed Tuf. Lamed Tuf is 430. 430 and 60 is 490. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. The Vav Dalet is 10. Gives us 500. So the Yiskadash is Tuf Kuf Shakai. And the Arizal explains how the name Shakai is involved here. And so on and so forth. Incredible, incredible revelations how Kaddish is filled with all different names of Hashem and unifications. When we say that tefillah, we're bringing about tremendous yichudim, an incredible elevation to the malchus of Hashem. V'alkein nistaken b'loshen targum, and this is also why Kaddish was established in Aramaic, shehu b'chinas noiga, We've learned in the past that Targum corresponds to Noiga. We've said many times that Noiga is twilight. Noiga is good and bad. And Aramaic is also referred to as Noiga because Aramaic is the intermediary between Loshon HaKodesh and the languages of the other nations. Loshon HaKodesh versus Loshon Chol, and in the middle you have Targum, which is referred to as Noiga. Bechinas Eitz Hadas, just like the Eitz Hadas, which is Tov and Ra. Bechinas Medame, just like the concept of Medame, which we've mentioned many times, is this twilight. Kemavur b'makom acher, as is explained in other places in our Sforim. So why is Kaddish in Aramaic? Ki yefsher lezakech ulevarer hamedame, shehu bechinas Targum, kiim al yidei bechinas hakedusha ho elyoina al akol. Because when we want to purify this medame, this noiga, we need to draw from the highest levels of kedusha to do it. The Sifrei Kabbalah will show us that this is the hardest part. The hardest part, you know, is good. Good is not a. There's a famous story when Yanai HaMelech was about to pass away. He told his wife, "Listen very carefully. I'm leaving. Here are your instructions. There's three kinds of people." Two of them, you don't have to worry about at all. The good guys and the bad guys. Neither of them are a problem. Because again, the good guys are good. The bad guys, as long as you see that they're bad, there's no problem. The ones you have to worry about are the tzvuin, the phonies. The guys who are making themselves look good, but are really bad. Those are the guys you have to be very concerned about. And this is the concept of kedusha, tuma, and noiga. Kedusha is not a problem. Tuma is not a problem when it's easily recognizable. It's that tuma that's good and bad mixed together, that's the most dangerous one. That's why Hashem told Adam and Chava to stay away from the Eitz Hadas, because it's toivora. And toivora, that's dangerous. And when you want to make a tikkun for this noiga, you have to draw from the highest places. And we've given examples of this in the past. You have Shabbos, which is called Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. The other days of the week are referred to as Chol, Yemei HaChol, empty of holiness to a degree. And then you have Noiga, which is the time, which is where Shabbos and weekday meet. The hour or two before Shabbos, the hour or two after Shabbos, which is weekday, but can be converted to Shabbos. How? If the woman lights candles early, from when she's allowed to, from after Plag HaMincha, or if the person chooses to stay in Shabbos, even though technically Shabbos is over, you're allowed to do Malachana, the person says, I'm not in a rush to get rid of this holiness. If I can stretch it and get a little more mileage out of it, why not? If I can have another 20 minutes of Shabbos instead of weekday, it's a tremendous victory. That's an example of taking this noiga and converting it into the Kedusha. Shabbos is so holy, so high a level of holiness, that it can do that. We gave another example of the Jewish nation versus the other nations. The Jewish people are called Ki Am Kodoy Shatol Hashem Elokecha. The other nations represent all kinds of evil, Taivos Roes and Midos Roes. You have the in-between, the Klipas Noiga, which is the converts. That element within the other nations that can be brought into the Kedusha. But there's a whole set of rules about how to go about it the right way. And Chas V'Shalom, if you don't follow those rules, can make a terrible mess. That first we reject all the laws that are brought in Shulchan Aruch and the other Sforim. Shehu b'chinas Kaddish b'loshen Targum. So we said in order to purify the Medame, the Targum, the Noiga, you need a very high level of Kedusha, which is Kaddish, which is in Loshon Targum. Ki kol ma shehatzadik vahakedusha gavoya yoiser, yesh loy koyach lesaken ulevarer hakedusha meimke haklipois biyoiser. Here Rav Nosson Zal gives us a rule. The higher a level tzadik you're dealing with, the higher a level holiness you're dealing with, the more it's in a position to do rescue missions, to go behind enemy lines, to go into the klipois, and extract from there sparks of holiness that's been trapped in the tumah, and be able to extract it from there and bring it back into the Kedusha. And to convert the noiga, the targum, the medame into the holiness. We mentioned it says by Avraham Avinu that Hashem said to him, I'm calling you Avraham. Why? Ki av hamoin goyim nesaticha. Because I have made you into a father of a multitude of nations. The Arizal says that the first letters of hamoin goyim nesaticha spell the word noiga. You are a father of noiga. You know, he's not a father of the Swahilis and the Mexicans and the Chinese. He doesn't want to be their father. They have their own father. He's a father of that element within them that can be included into the Kedusha. Those who are qualified to be Gerim, and again, the Sifrei Kabbal explain why and how Gerim come about to begin with. But it's that small grouping that's Klipas Noiga, Hamoinga, those are the ones who Avram Avinu and Sarah were on such a high level, they were able to recognize who you're allowed to be Makariv and who not to. Shaydeze Iker Alias Hakedusha Kiyadua. And this is a very important rule that's brought throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, that when we do mitzvahs and maisim tovim, when we do holy things, it's great. When we make a tikkun for noiga, when we take unholy, that aspect of unholy that we're able to convert into holy, that's the real deal. That's what really makes a splash in Shemayim. That's what's mashlim the Kedusha. The wording in the Gemara about Shnayim Mikrov Echot Targum. How do we bring Shleimus to the Torah? The wording is La'olam Yashlim Odom Parshiyos of Himatzibur. That is a mitzvah that a Jew has to complete the Parsha on a weekly basis. As they're reading the Torah, this past week we read Parshas Miketz. This coming week we're going to have Vayigash. Every single one of us has a mitzvah to complete the parsha with the kehil, with the community. Meaning that by Shabbos, we should have completed the parsha. In what format? Two times chumash, one time targum. Shnayim mikra, that's called yashlim. That's mashlim. That's shleimus to the kedusha. The real shleimus to the kedusha is only after you've been able to integrate the noiga into the kedusha. V'alkein. Hakadish mitbar kol gziz in the parzala. And this is why the Zohar Kodesh uses that wording, that the Kaddish is so powerful, it can smash even metal chains. Kihu kedusha govoya kol kach. Because the Kaddish is so high level of holiness, shemeshaber kol sitrin acharonim, that it breaks all tumas, all sitra achras, umahapech hakoil el hakedusha, and it converts everything that can be converted into holiness. Shezeu b'chinas kedushas hatfilin. And if you recall, we learned earlier that in tefillin we see the same thing. Shenichtovim al ho'or daika v'kanal. What do we write tefillin on? On a behema. What part of the behema? The skin, the lowest, the noiga, the klipas noiga, as we explained earlier. Va'ayin betikunim, take a look in the Tikune Zohar, mashekosav be'inyan tefillin letzadikim. The Tikune Zohar says that this tefillin for tzadikim, etc., etc., lirish, that for the tzadikim, it's ABC. Lirishoim, inun kshurin lechol mekatrigin delahoim. And for Rishoim, when a Rasha puts on tefillin, decides to put on tefillin, the tefillin tie up all of their prosecutors. It handcuffs them, in a sense, and does not allow them to prosecute a person. When a person is zoiche to put on tefillin, hainu kanal, as we mentioned earlier, that tefillin represents, you know, that any time you're making a tikkun for this noiga, it is so powerful that it destroys the sitra achra that needs to be destroyed. The mekatrigim, the prosecutors, all of those, it can knock them out. Shetfilin, he moichin vedas gedolim kol kach. Tfilin represent so high a level of das and sechel, shemoilin lakoil, that it can help anybody. Afilu lechol hanoiflim, even those who have fallen very far down spiritually. Kinem shochim imoyach godol kol kach, because the tfilin draw their holiness from so high a level. We spoke about the blind betler. You know, the ninth one who feeds the eight zikanim under him, the eight parshias of the tefillin. sheyecholim legalois lakoil, and therefore the tefillin have the ability to broadcast to everybody this message, ki Hashem imam, that Hashem is with them, veyesh tikvo lachrisam, and there is hope for them in the end. Amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha, and now he's just going to add another tiny little piece. Paragraph Memhei, Rav Nosson Zal says, Klal hadrush hazeh, soivei v'hoylech, al yesoid ha-hagdomo, ha-nivnis, al pi ha-maiser, shel ha-betler ha-rishoim, me-azayin betlers. This entire halacha that we learned, these past 20, 30 pages, is based on the foundation that was laid in the story that Rabbeinu Zal told, the 13th one of his 13 stories, about the seven betlers, specifically the first one, Shehu Ho'iver, who was the blind betler, Shenosan Lahazug Matono Lidrosha, and that betler attended the Sheva Brachas of this couple that had gotten married, and he gave them a gift. What was his gift? Chaim Aruchim. He said, I'm giving you a wedding gift that you should live a long life, like the long life that I have. As Rabbeinu Zal himself explained, Achar shesiper hamaisa shel yoim hasheni shemedaber me'acherish. After he told the story of the second day of the Sheva Brachas, which dealt with a betler who was deaf. Oz Omar Acharkach, after that piece, Rabbeinu Zal said, Shehorishoin nosan lehem chayim aruchim. The first betler gave the couple a wedding gift to have a long life. Vezeh, and the second betler gave them a gift to have a good life, a chayim toivim. And over there he explains what the differences are. Ki ikar bechinas tefillin hu lizkois lechayim aruchim hanal. Because what tefillin is really all about is to be zeche to the kind of long life that we described here, which means dahainu lahaschil lichyois b'chol pa mechodesh, where the person is living a new life every day. Every day is something new and unique and exciting and special. Chaim amitiim b'avodas Hashem, meaning a true life of serving Hashem. As we elaborated quite a bit earlier. And now you'll understand also, those who say the special prayer that we say before putting on tefillin, we say over there, that from the spiritual light of the tefillin, I want to draw upon myself that I should be zeichet to have a long life. Ki ze ikar bechinas tefillin, lizkois lechayim aruchim. Because this is what tefillin is really all about a Jew being zeichet to live long life, where every day is new, special, and it's packing a lot into it. Where when a person's doing new things and good things, the time flies. When a person is bored, they keep looking, oh no, when is this day going to come to an end? They can't wait for the day to finish. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another small piece. He wants to give us an idea as to how special this story is, this story in Sipur HaMaisis. Le'inyin HaMaisanal, regarding the story upon which this halacha was based on, Shekol Echod Hispoer Bahazikorin Sheloi, where a group of elders were gathered together, and each one was telling over how far back he could remember. V'diber oz hu zal, and Rabbeinu Zal mentioned at the time, shenimtza b'divrei razal eze remez meyen ze, that we find in the words of the Gemara a hint to what this story mentions. Sheshmuel zohar, the Gemara says Shmuel, the rabbi Shmuel, was able to remember far back. V'loibir lanu heitev, and Rabbeinu Zal didn't go into detail on that. Uktsas nishkach mizeh, and unfortunately some of what he said was forgotten. Ato, however now, Rabbeinu Zal says, in his daily learning, motzasi b'Yerushalmi ksubas perek afalpi, I found in the Yerushalmi there, that the Gemara says, Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, Chakim ano l'chayoso deyaltnali. I am so smart, my chochma goes so far back that I remember the midwives who helped my mother give birth to me. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, Chakim ano l'gzeira degazranli. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, I remember as far back as when they made the cut, when they cut the umbilical cord. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Chakim ano l'nashya detzavsin imima. Rabbi Yochanan said, I remember the women who were talking to my mother, meaning even before I came out, before I was ready to be born. Ubevadai elu ha-hisparus shel hazikoroin shel elu gedoile ha-tzadikim ha-noiroim shehem gedoile hu-amoiroim hu chidushim nifloim oid. And certainly the praises that these rabbis were saying, what they were enlightening, how pure their brains were, how far back they could remember, are incredible. These are real wondrous chidushim. Aval kol elu ha-hisparus heim la'achar sheyotzo la'avir hoylam. However, if you take a look, all the examples that are given there are talking about a person who has already come into the world. V'hu me'en ha-hisparus shel ha-zokein horishoin ha-koton shebekulam. And therefore, they are similar to the smallest one of the elders who Rabbeinu Zal discussed, the first one, Shehispoer Shezochar Chaticha Satibur, who prided himself by saying he remembers when they cut the umbilical cord. The examples that we have in the Gemara of the top Amoiroim are around that level. Aval Mashana se koidem lazeh, whereas to go further back than that, Kigoyin Be'ez Shehoyo Haner Doilek, for example, the example that Rabbeinu Zal gave, that one of the elders said he remembers while the candle was burning, meaning he remembers the 9 months when he was in his mother's womb, when the angel was there teaching him Torah and everything. V'kolshkein koidem yoser, and especially if we go further back than that, Adayin loy nimtzo remez. Rabbeinu Zal says, I have not found any hint of that yet in the Torah Shebal Peh, in the Zohar HaKadosh, anywhere. Umi yoideya al mime hatzadikim hakadmoinim ovoi soilam humarames. Who knows which tzadikim of the earliest tzadikim Rabbeinu Zal was hinting to when he told this story, when he said that there were tzadikim who remembered much further back than that. They remembered when the seed was first being planted, when they were first being conceived, etc. Ube'emes. And the true ubemis Omar Be'ez Shosak Besipur Hamaisan Ayruazois. And the truth is that when Rabbeinu Zal was telling this awesome story, he said, Shezois Hamaisa Medaberes Mikamo Tzadikim Kadmoinim. That this story is discussing several tzadikim of the earliest generations, meaning could be this goes back to Avram Avinu or Moshe Rabbeinu. Sim Libcho La'ayin Heitev Bamaisanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, apply yourself to study that story carefully. V'tovin meirochoik, gedulas hatzadikim hamerumozim shom, u'gedulas hamesapra. And you'll be able to understand from a distance the incredible high level of the tzadikim whom he's referring to over there, and the greatness of the one who's telling the story. Because if he was able to tell this story, in order to be able to tell this story, he had to know about those kind of levels. Umikol ze yecholin lohovin kol chad kfuman neshar balibe, and from all of this, each and every person, to the degree that they're capable of thinking into kedusha, will be able to perceive gedulas haboyris borashmoi, the greatness of Hashem. Shebora esoilam bechochmo amuka kazois, that Hashem has created the world with such incredible depth. Sheyuchal hayelud isha lizkois legedoylois v'nayrois kela, whereby a human being has the ability to achieve such levels, that their mind, they can elevate their mind to such levels of purity where a person can remember back to when they were born and before they were born. Kegoin be'inyan hazikaron anal, for example, when we're discussing in that story the ability to remember far back, ubeinyan chaim toivim, and regarding the second betla there, who described what his good life was, ubeinyan miyat machzik samaruba, and regarding the third or fourth betla there, who described his ability to be able to carry a lot within a little. Ubeinyan hakoyach shebiyodayim, and also the betler who prided himself with the incredible power that he had in his hands, sheyochoy lohoitzi achitzim achar shezorkom, that he has the ability to retrieve an arrow after he shot it. Ayin shom heitev, study that well, v'tovin, and you'll understand what we're talking about. With this, we conclude this special halacha, and now we'll start the next halacha. Halacha vav, al pi ha-toyra chayim nitzchim. This new halacha we're learning now is going to be based on chapter 72 in the second half of Likut Imran, which is entitled Chayim Nitzchim, Eternal Life. Ayin shom heitev kol ha-toyra kula meroshe l'sofa. Study that chapter in Likut Imran well from beginning to end, so you'll have a good foundation to understand this halacha. V'haklal, basically, what Rabbein Azal speaks about over there is shal yidei hore'iya levad, that by looking, just by looking, sheroyin pnei hatzadik, when a person sees the face of a tzadik, misnoitzeitz moichai, the person's brain starts tingling. The person's brain wakes up and it starts moving. Vaideze mekabel gedula. And through this, the person receives greatness, meaning bechinas malchus, authority. Kol echot lefi madregosoi. Each and every single person, based on their level. We know the famous statement in Megillas Esther, where Haman, after Vashti challenged Ahasuerus, she wouldn't show up to, you know, and he asked her to present herself, and Ahasuerus said, what do we do? And Haman spoke up, mehuma, you know, and said, we'll show her and we'll show all the women in our kingdom. We'll fix her wagon. You know, we'll kill her, and it'll be a lesson to all the women that everybody should know, lihiyois kol ish soirer bevesoi, that each and every man will rule in his house. He'll be the authority in the house. This is speaking about this concept of authority, malchus, within a home. And there's all kinds of different levels of authority. There's the mayor of a city, the Rosh Ha'ir, So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when a person comes to see a tzaddik, by the tzaddik looking at the person, he's transmitting to the person, number one, he wakes up the person's brain, and he's also giving the person malchus, gdula. Each person on their level, bebechinas, as we find in the Torah. The Torah describes different levels of authority. Sore alofim, sore meos, sore chamishim, sore asoros. Leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. Ki hagedula v'hamalchus tluya behisnoitetzus hamoichen. Because a person's authority is based on how well his brain is functioning. That his noitzitzu samoichin, if the brain is processing, bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, melech osur borohotim. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it talks about a king who is tied up with straps, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, borehite moichin. This refers to the straps of the brain. This refers to the tefillin which are worn around the head. That the malchus is connected to, malchus authority is connected to the moichin. Shebechinas hamalchus v'hagedula osur u'mekushar borehite moichin. The authority of a person and a person's greatness is attached to and dependent on the moichin. V'hisnoitzitzus hamoichin zebechinas binyan beis hamikdosh. And when a person's brain is active the way it's supposed to be, that's like building the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu Hadas. The Beis HaMikdash is a center of Das, Kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara over there says, Kol mi sheyesh boideya ki'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdash biyomov. Any person who has real Das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were built in his time. And the Gemara brings proof from Psukim. So we see according to the das of the person, to the degree that the das is functioning properly, the person is building a Beis HaMikdash. Which, you could take it the other way. When we daven at the end of Shmon Esrei, and we say, Yirotzon Alecha, Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash, when we daven for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, one of the things we're davening for is brains. Hashem, give me a brain, give me das, give me real das, the das that I need, which is synonymous with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh b'chinas, and Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes the pasuk, Chozis ish mohir b'malachtoi. You see a person who is quick in his work. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that the malachtoi refers to the meleches Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Vazai kishemekabel kol echad gedulo malchus kefi madregas moichoi. And then, when each and every single person is receiving greatness, malchus, according to the level of his brain, how? Al yedei hamaneg hoemes, through the true tzaddik, through the true leader, bechinas Moshe, al yedei bechinas viato secheze. And how is Moshe Rabbeinu giving over this greatness? Through his eyes. Like the pasuk says, if you recall, we're going to have it in a few weeks, when Yisroi sees how Moshe Rabbeinu is leading the Jewish people by himself, and he says, if you keep doing it this way, you're going to break. It's not going to work, not for you, not for them. And therefore, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, what should I do? So Yisroi says, listen carefully. Viato secheze mikol hom. Look, you look through the nation and choose people who are qualified to lead. Sorry, alofim, sorry, meis. But that parsha begins with the words, viato secheze. You will look. With Moshe Rabbeinu's look, with the look of the tzaddik, he is transmitting malchus. He's appointing leaderships. He's putting people in positions of authority. V'samto aleihem, sorry, alofim. Hainu, yoide, exactly. Azai yoidea kol echod lechadesh chidushei ubiurei hatoira kefi madregosoi. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there that we said with the tzaddik, with his look, he cranks up the people's brains. He gets their brains rolling. Their brains are rolling. Each and every person is able to bring forth new revelations in Torah, new explanations in Torah, each person on his level. How? Al yedei ruach elokim shemekabel mebechinas Moshe. Through the ruach elokim, the ruach hakodesh that each and every person is receiving from Moshe, shehu hamanig hakoilel, he is the general contractor, kavyochel, he's the general leader. Shehu chochom hakoilel, ruach hakoilel. He is the chochom who is koilel all of the chachomim, the manik who is koilel all chachomim, and he is the ruach hakoilel. In his spirit is included all the spirits of Klal Yisrael. Ki hu ish asher ruach elokim boi. Because the way that the Torah defines a Jewish leader, a tzaddik, is ish asher ruach boi. When Moshe Rabbeinu was about to pass away and he asked Hashem to provide a replacement for him, this is the criteria that he used. He said, Hashem, I want you to give the Yidden ish asher ruach boi, meaning shemeir bekol echod ruach elokim, a tzaddik who has the ability to shine into each and every single Jew this spirituality, this heavenly spirit, shehu bechinas hisnoitetzus hamoichen, which is this active brain. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, va'amale oisoi ruach elokim, when it spoke about Bezalel, Hashem said, I will fill him with ruach elokim. What is ruach elokim? Bechochma, ubetvuna, ubedas, ubechol malocha, with the dalet moichen, the four levels of brains. Shaydeze mechatshin betoira, and this gives the people the ability to bring forth new Torah. Because we know that this Ruach HaLikim is associated with Torah. Mayim over there refers to the waters of Torah. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, Aval zeh hamanhig tzorech sheyihye porush v'kodosh godol b'kdusha sabris. This leader, this Moshe Rabbeinu, a person who's going to be on that level, that with his look, he's transmitting malchus. With his look, he is activating the brains of the people. So this leader has to be a porush v'kodesh godel b'kedusha sabris. Ulahamshich, if you take a look earlier, Rav Nosson Zal used the words alidei hori levad sheroyin pnei atzadik, seeing the face of the tzadik. But if you look in the Likutei Moran there, the wording that's used is to be seen by the tzaddik. Not that it's, if you look carefully at the wording there, and Rav Nosson Zal himself is going to show this, and he's explaining it here in his explanation. He's saying the tzaddik, by the tzaddik looking at the person, the tzaddik is broadcasting. With his eyes, he's activating the person's brain, the hisnoitet samoichin. With his eyes, he's transmitting malchus, this ruach alekim. Ulahamshech gam al kol echot miYisrael kedusha sabris uprishus. The tzaddik has to be on so high a level of purity, in holiness, in tikkun abris, that he's also able to transmit to all the each and every Jew this holiness, this kedusha sabris and precious. Vaydeze nimshach yira shehu habusha, and through all of this, the people receive yira, respect for Hashem, which is synonymous with busha, shame and feeling shame and embarrassment in Hashem's presence. There's a pasuk when it speaks about Hashem giving the Torah to the Jews at Har Sinai, and when Moshe Rabbeinu sums it up at the end, after Matan Torah, he says, you know why Hashem did all of this, the fireworks and the everything? He did it, Leman tihye yir'osoy al peneichem levilti techto, so that all of you will have fear of Hashem on your faces, so that you won't sin. The Gemara says, and Rashi quotes the Gemara, what is this yiras Hashem? Zu habusha. This means that you'll be ashamed to commit a sin. You'll feel ashamed and embarrassed in Hashem's presence to commit a sin. Kemoi b'shas matan Torah. Just so when the tzaddik is a Moshe Rabbeinu, when he has that level of shmira sabris that he's able to do this, and he's transmitting through his eyes, one of the things he's transmitting is this yira, which is busha, similar to what the Jews received at Har Sinai. And then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to make an incredible statement over there. Ki tzrichim lehizbayesh afilu lasois mitzvah. We know, most people know, that in the Sifrei Musar, they speak about a person being ashamed to do a sin. That a person has to be mamish ashamed to go against Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, that's for kids. Kids, that's one level. Let's take it to another level. If a person really recognizes how big Hashem is, then you have to be ashamed to do a mitzvah. I'm serving Hashem, that's the biggest joke that ever, are you nuts in the head? No, it's if a person has recognition of how great Hashem is, and again, the Zohar Kodesh refers to tefillin as the crown of Hashem. I'm putting Hashem's crown on my head? Am I crazy? You know how ashamed and embarrassed I am to touch this? I don't even know how I'm allowed to touch this. And I'm going to ahead and put it on my head as if I'm a king? Who am I? What am I? Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there, that not only is a Jew supposed to be ashamed to do an Aveira, but if a Jew feels Hashem's greatness, then the person even feels busha, tremendous. Person walks into a shul, he feels like, he doesn't walk in, hi Joe, hi Sam, how are the Knicks doing? Doesn't walk in like he owns the place. Person's walking into the house Hashem, he walks in like a caterpillar, like a cockroach. That imagine, I'm being permitted to enter into the throne room of the king. Imagine how ashamed and embarrassed I have to be of the unbelievable light, the holiness and the purity and the presence of Hashem that's found in this place. When a person is in the presence of somebody really, really great, even if they're dressed nicely, they feel like nothing. They feel so tiny compared to the greatness of the one in whose presence they are. V'habusha hu bechinas tshuva. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, that this feeling of being ashamed and embarrassed, this is one of the highest forms of tshuva, of repentance. This is what we call in Israel, ekonomika, ammonia, bleach. This bleaches, this whitens a person's soul, it removes stains. It's like a blowtorch. When a person feels shame and embarrassment, that's one of the most powerful cleansing things for a person's soul. Vayidei tshuva zoichem l'chaim. And we know through tshuva, a person is zoiched to real life. Bechinas chaim nitzchim, meaning eternal life. Olam haba. Hainu, shenichye vekom betchia, that the person is zoiched to live and to come back when there will be tchia sameisim, when the dead will be brought back to life. What's going to come back? Ho anova v'hashiflus shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom, shemelupos etzel kol echad miYisrael b'chol eiver ve'eiver. The humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is found in each and every single organ of every single Jew. That's the part that's going to come back in Tchiyas HaMeisim. When Hashem brings the dead back to life, it's the humility that's going to come back to life. Just like the Gemara says, there's a pasuk, Ki beko Hashem tzur oylamim. Hashem created worlds, plural, oylamim, with the letters Yud and He. So the Gemara says, this world, the physical world, was created with the letter He. Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud. Why? Because the letter Yud is the smallest letter, and Olam Haba is for the small people, for the little guys. Olam Haba is for the shiflus of every person. The gaiva of the person, that they're going to take and put in the garbage. The shiflus of the person, that's the part that's going to be restored, that's going to experience Tchiyas HaMeisim. And Rabbeinu Zalveh speaks about the shiflus of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is found in each and every organ of every single person. He shows it through Psukim. Sheze ikar Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's what Tchiyas HaMeisim is really all about. Shehashiflus v'ho'anovo shel kol echad yenichya v'yokum b'tchiyah. The humility, the humbleness of each and every single person, that's what's going to be brought back to life and rise up by Tchiyas HaMeisim. V'yichya chayim nitzchim, and will live eternally. Shehem kol shiashua olam haba. That's the pleasure of olam haba. Bechinas oinig Shabbos. That's also, we talk about Shabbos being a taste of olam haba. Bechinas toyameho chayim zochu. Those who taste the Shabbos are zochet to real life. Bechinas nachlo b'li mitzorim. An inheritance that has no boundaries. Ki tainug olam haba hu bilti gvul. Because the pleasure of olam haba is something that has no boundaries. And therefore, it cannot be received and formatted in a body which does have boundaries. Rak kishehu ayin mamish. It's only when a person is nothing, when a person is able to negate himself totally, to make himself mamish like nothing, when a person zeche to the true humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's this concept of what's going to be brought back to life. Ki hashiflus v'ho'anova shel Moshe Rabbeinu melubo sheitzel kol echad miYisrael b'chol eiver v'eiver. Because the anivus, the humbleness of Moshe Rabbeinu, is cloaked in each and every single Jew, in each and every single organ. One of the nicknames for Moshe Rabbeinu is Mechoikek. And it's brought that Mechoikek is Begematria 248, referring to the 248 organs of the body which Moshe Rabbeinu is found in by each and every one of us. Aval zoi suanova hi bebechinas misa etzloi. However, unfortunately, even though we have this quality inside of us, every Jew has the potential to have this kind of humility, but unfortunately, by many of us, it's dead inside of us. It's not alive. The person doesn't feel that anivus. However, by looking at the face of the tzaddik, that causes the person's brain to start crunching and grinding and working. V'zoicha lekabel gedula, and the person is zoicha to receive greatness, bechinas malchus, v'ideze zoicha lechadish b'toyra koroi lo lefim adregosoi, and that enables the person to bring forth new Torah, each person on their level, Vaydeze noifil olav yira zu abusha kama bishas matan Torah. And when there's new Torah, it's like matan Torah. What happened at matan Torah? The Jews felt this busha, this shame and embarrassment. Vahabusha hi tshuva, shi b'chinas chayim. Busha is tshuva, which is life. B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, chapter 18, veheshivu v'chyu. Return, repent, and live. So we see that tshuva is chayim. Vaydeze nichye etzloi, v'kom b'tchia, hashiflus v'hanova shel Moshe Rabbeinu, shoye etzloi b'chinas misa. And through this, the person brings to life the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was found inside the person. It's just that it was asleep, it was dead. He brings it to life. V'achshav nichye v'kom b'b'chinas tchiyas ha-meisim. B'b'chinas, as the pasuk says, hokitzu v'ranenu shoichnei ofor. Wake up and sing, you who are lying in the ground. And the Gemara says on that, a person who, while he was living in this world, was lying in the ground, meaning he kept himself low, he had humility, those are the ones who will wake up when it comes to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rabbein Azal says, here we're trying to wake up this shiflus inside of us, that each one of us has this potential to have this humility, only it's sometimes it's inactive. When we come to the tzaddik and we look at the tzaddik and the tzaddik looks at us, he starts a whole process going which wakes up that humility, which wakes up that and helps us feel, experience this Tchiyas HaMeisim. This is the introduction. This is a short summary of what's presented on Likutei Moran. On this, Rav Nosson Zal is going to build the next halacha.